This is episode number 2434 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
New York is still buzzing from the Met Gala Monday night, and the after party is running well into Tuesday morning.
Well, yeah, yesterday. I think we didn't get any news out of that till well after we were off the air.
Yeah.
Because nobody tells these stories until the afternoon.
And everyone was there. Except Blake Lively.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We talked about her being there, but she wasn't there.
She wasn't there. She was a no-show at this year's 4A. And hubby Ryan wasn't there either. All right, so where was Blake Lively?
I don't know.
Well, she was in her bathroom pumping breast milk.
I see. Now, as long a night as the Met Gala is, and knowing what I know about, you know, just what is it called? It's lactation?
And this is the picture she posts.
Oh, well, see, she was in her. Oh my
now,
God!
Now she did say she would be on her couch wearing her out her dress from last year.
Oh yes, of course, she would be.
You know, new motherhood and such.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So. Blake Lively and Ryan, they get a pass. You know, they're busy new parenting.
Quit pumping out kids.
There are multiple after parties, but one thing was constant. See-through garments.
Man, was there a lot or what?
From Kylie's see-through top to Kate Hudson's barely covered strips of black lace covering her girls. And J-Lo in a sheer but well-covered up top. But see, with J-Lo, the way they shot her, her boobs just, there was one of them that was just kind of like a, they just weren't.
They weren't
they needed
symmetrical?
To be adjusted. See,
oh,
this is
she had
second
a Franken
time
boob? Okay, I
this,
got it.
This just happened to her before, too.
Yeah, it happens. Maybe she's, well, you know, maybe she's a little lopsided. It happens. It happens. It's a natural thing.
Sort of. Among the pics, there's a lot of blurred out nipples. Well, except
well,
for little
Olivia
Nas X,
Wilde was kind of like all sheer. Yeah, everybody was like all sheer. It was weird.
She wasn't quite all sheer, no. But the night wore on.
You didn't see it. I did. Hello.
I did. It was.
In certain lights, you can see the nips.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Right. You can see the nips.
I didn't look at multiple
nobody
pictures
really
of Olivia
cared.
Wilde.
Nobody really cared. Well, you know what I do. It's Olivia Wilde. I mean, come on. Break.
Man, there was some crappy, funky ass outfits.
Yeah. Stella McCartney had a bunch of dresses. Wang Vera Wang had some. Versace and
well,
Dior.
It was to recognize like Carl Lagerfeld.
Yeah,
Lagerfeld. Yeah. But
and one of his designs too.
All right, the best one, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole looked good, and Tom. I almost said Tom Cruise. Ooh, Freudian slip.
Whoa.
Keith Urban wore tails.
He looked
he wore
nice.
Tails. But you know the thing about the Met Gala, and I finally figured it out, is because of that staircase, the women wear these huge long trains.
Yes, and some
and
of them
have
were.
They have flow out.
Well, some of them, it's like, wow, look at that train. Oh, look at that dress.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But Nicole Kidman actually wore her Karl Lagerfeld dress.
Okay.
From, I think it was like 2004, Chanel.
When she
did a Chanel spot.
Okay.
She was beautiful. But there was so many. It was like, all right, so you're supposed to go off his inspiration, but I think he would probably...
Yeah, who knows?
Just barf.
Who knows? Anyway.
I was not impressed.
The Met Gala is over now. We could deal with it next year. And when Blake Lively will be back. Because stop popping out the kids.
And she needs to come back and save the fashion at Met
there
Gala.
You go.
Well, you know, the king's getting crowned.
He is.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Matter of fact.
And
nonstop coverage, I'm sure.
And so, because not every British performer wanted to perform.
Well, they had...
They got a couple of Americans.
Yeah, and the British performers had... They had plans.
Some. So Katy Perry and Lionel Richie will be replaced this week on American Idol.
Oh, that's right.
As they perform in England this weekend at
they
the King
be in
Charles
two places
coronation.
At once. They can't be here when they're there. That's right.
That's true.
Yeah.
So the media suggests that Katy's being replaced because of the issues she's had lately with judging too harshly.
Yeah, she's kind of like laid down the gauntlet on a couple of these people. She's been a little tough, I will say.
Well, that's not the reason she's being replaced. and it's only being replaced once.
Okay.
She's just one of a handful of performers who weren't busy this weekend, so she's going to perform at the King's Coronation.
Oh, well, okay.
So they had to get fill-in judges.
And not just any fill-in judges. I'm thinking they had to get some pretty high caliber.
Yeah, they figured they probably needed to get someone. And you would think, you know, part of you thinking, oh, what are they going to have Paula Abdul come back? What are they going to do?
No.
No, Tim.
No, she can't come back. Even Cara de Aguero, no, she can't come back either.
Ellen can't come back either.
No, Ellen.
Steven Tyler, you know.
Steven Tyler, well, yeah.
Harry Connick Jr. probably could have.
Harry Connick does Australian Idol.
This is true. That's
the main judge.
Oh, that's right.
He's busy. He's down under.
So, who do they get? Well, I was actually impressed. I am impressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd they get?
Hey, first off, Alanis Morissette.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm. And?
Okay, I get it.
Ed Sheeran.
Wait a minute. Ed Sheeran turned the king down.
Well, because he could, he can't get over there and back.
Oh.
Because of his schedule, he couldn't be there.
But he can get from wherever he's performing to L.A. and back, I guess.
Well, he's in the United States.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. But do you think that's going to chap the king's hide that, like, Ed Sheeran turned him down, but he's going to be on American Idol this
That
same
Ed
night?
Sheeran can cancel his plans.
I mean, I would be.
And his money-making opportunities to go perform for the king.
Right. I would be kind of upset.
Nah.
I would be kind of upset. Well, that'll be interesting.
The king gets Katy Perry.
That's true. Okay, never mind. Never mind. I get it. He'll be smiling. His kingly smile.
His kingly smile.
His kingly smile.
At Katy
and
Cat.
Camilla will be like, elbowing him. Charles, knock it off. Knock
Her
it
eyes
off.
Are
You're
up
the
there.
King. Where are your eyes?
They're the same places that every other person's going
to
be.
You know who it sucks to be?
Who?
Luke.
Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan. Not that he doesn't get to hang out with Alanis Morissette and with
I think he'll be just
Ed.
Fine.
He'll be fine, but he doesn't get to go to England.
Well, there's not a lot of country music going on at the King's Coronation, I don't think.
Well, you know, there could have been.
There could have been.
They could have asked Luke.
They could have, but they
American
didn't.
American Idol in England.
Wouldn't wonder what worked. Lionel Richie's going to sing.
I don't know. Probably.
Dancing on the Sun.
Hello, is it me you're looking
oh,
for?
Oh, I don't think so.
Your Honor, Your Highness. With our apologies to Lionel Richie for that.
Yeah,
because
really I'm a huge Lionel Richie fan.
And so. To Halle Berry. More Who Cares Tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.